Passion and desire can attract everything you want in life. Passion by Design is a show about designing a life of passion. I'm Paula McChesney.
And I'm Sandy Peckinpah, and we're the authors of a concept and a book called Passion by Design. Our book and our show is about enhancing your life. We'll be talking about your home, your relationships, your body, your spirit, and anything else that you want to talk about.
And we're here with you live every Wednesday afternoon at 2:05 to discuss living life fully through the senses here on AM 1240 KNRY. We'd love to hear from you. We've got a great guest. There's going to be lots of good information. So call in and join us on 831-373-1234. Hi, Sandy.
Paula, I sure wish I was in the studio with you today like I was last week.
Well, I do too. It's so much fun when you're here. It's just delightful. What can I say?
I know. Didn't we have a good time? And listen, I'm still waiting for my birthday present. You said you had it for me and it hasn't arrived.
I did, and that's probably because it's in my car and it hasn't gotten to the post.
That's okay, my friend. You know what? Just having you as my friend is a gift every day because, as a lot of our listeners know, we've been friends since we were 12.
Indeed.
And you and I talk every day of our lives, don't we?
Yes, we do, actually, several times a day. And I had a wonderful talk this morning, Sandy, with dear John Gonzalez. A shout out to John in New York.
Oh, John, one of our other friends that we've known since, well, we met him when we were 16.
That's right, when we were all in high school and we were traveling the world and making the world a brighter and happier place.
Yes.
So, John, we hope you're listening to the show today.
Well, one of the wonderful things that I love about this age of technology is that we've had an opportunity to reconnect with people that we never dreamed we could reconnect with.
Yes. Yes, it's such a tool of the social media, which is going to be our topic today. And it's so incredible the power that it has and how we can learn to harness it and use it. So lots of great information coming today. And Sandy, you have a great personal story about how social media has impacted your life, if you'd care to share that story.
Oh, well, yes, as a matter of fact, it's given me a whole new life, hasn't it?
It certainly has.
Sometimes I think Facebook is a full-time job, but yes, actually, because of Facebook, we've had an opportunity, Paula, you and I, to reconnect with all of the people that we traveled with when we were just 15, 16 years old. And we traveled around the world, and we were in a show, and we sang and we danced, and we went to different countries.
Sang and danced our way into the hearts of millions.
Wonderful opportunity to reconnect with these people because of Facebook. And lo and behold, with all of the friends that I've gathered on Facebook, I met my future husband, or I should say re-met, because we briefly met when I was 16 in New York auditioning for the show.
Oh, that is such a great story. Tell us some more detail. I think it's just fascinating how that came about, because it is a real example, Sandy, of the power of this fantastic technology when you learn how to use it right. I, on the other hand, will confess, and our guest is going to be horrified, but I am a total druid and not the expert on Facebook that you, Sandy, are. But after the show today, I will be, I promise. So share a little more detail of how that actually transpired. I think our listeners will find it quite interesting.
Well, I think that it was about more than a year ago, and I've been on Facebook now for 2 years, and somehow someone found me from our past, and then once that opened, that can of worms, we should say, but actually we should say incredible people instead of the word worms, once that opened that avenue to receive friends, I got reconnected with so many people, and one of them was a man that I just crossed paths with in New York, as I was saying, but we were discussing something as simple as what I was fixing for dinner. Now, maybe that seems trivial to a lot of people, but sometimes sharing just those moments of bliss, those moments of joy on Facebook inspires others to talk about what they're doing and just give them a little bit of a respite from their day. And I was actually talking about making a panini, and I was talking about my homemade fresh pesto, and for people who don't know, pesto is one of my favorite things on earth, and I eat it every day of my life, that mm-hmm. and peanut butter, mm-hmm. and chocolate, three mm-hmm. things on
That's
my
right.
must-have list. And I was describing this, and out of the blue, the man that I now love said, "Sandy, you're killing me." Those were his first words to me. "Sandy, you're killing me."
I didn't
me.
Know that.
Yeah.
That's
and
great.
I thought, well, that's interesting. And then all these other comments, or can I join you for dinner, or how did you make your pesto? And oh, my goodness, that sounds wonderful. But it was so delightful because I thought, "Sandy, you're killing me." Well, that is the cutest thing. So I responded to him, and then he responded back to me and started talking about his line of work, which has a lot to do with the food industry,
yes.
which absolutely fascinates me and is one of my passions in life. So when we started talking back and forth on Facebook, then it became, you know, a connection that was so strong. And I talked with him for months before we ever really communicated on phone. We communicated just via Facebook and email.
And
then we began texting, and then
texting.
Finally we had a phone conversation. And then you and I had him as a guest on our show because his work is fascinating. And about a year later, he asked me to marry him. How about that?
And
not
you
on Facebook, in person.
There are certain, you know, things that we're not going to use this wonderful technology for, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cute. That is
yes.
pretty cute. Well, great stuff. Well, I am very, very excited today to welcome our guest. And our guest is Faith Barnard, and she is on the line with us from Arizona. Are you with us, Faith?
I sure am, and you guys had me laughing there.
Well, you know, we like to do that. That's one of our missions in life.
And, welcome, Faith.
Oh. And Faith has a fascinating background in history, and she's just a bright, delightful light. And interestingly enough, we have not yet met face to face, but I already feel like I know her from seeing her Facebook page and from talking to her on the telephone. And she is just a wealth of information about our topic today. And she's a wealth of information about many topics, and we're going to have her back for some other specific things to talk about. But today I asked her if she would really share her Facebook expertise with us. She has many years in business and network marketing. She's an extremely successful entrepreneur. And I think it's fair to say that, Faith, you recognized several years ago the value of this tool for you in your business and in your life. Is that fair to say?
It's fair to say. And
yeah.
It was actually, I think, about 4 or 5 years ago that I decided to jump in. And I want to add the qualifier that I'm a non-techie.
Oh, good. So, I don't feel so bad.
You don't have to feel bad because I truly am not a techie.
Oh, good.
But, you know, I think there was a lot of fear and trepidation in jumping in. But I saw this incredible opportunity to be a part of a global community. So that's what motivated me to jump and take the plunge.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, Faith, give our audience a little background on yourself and what it is that you're doing as an overview, and then I'd like to get very specific on your explaining to us some of the details of Facebook, some of the terminology, and some of the ways that people can use it to enhance their lives.
Well, a little background on me, just to put things for perspective. I'm very much an artist, so I started out as a painter, mm-hmm. and I got into still photography, and from that I moved to filmmaking, so to see a connection here,
mm-hmm.
And then video production, and then I got into entrepreneurship and fell in love with, you know, the home-based business genre, because I like empowering myself and others, and really didn't really jump into the whole social media thing, like I said. And really what I decided to focus on is really blogging and social media, of course, and video marketing. And those were the three areas that I focused. And
Facebook has
become my home. I'm on Twitter, but Twitter is very fast. And I like having the longer conversation, you know, where you can't, you know, relationships are things that happen as a process. You know, Paula, I'm sorry, your partner's name is?
Sandy.
Sandy, I apologize, Sandy. Sandy, when you shared your story about your relationship blossoming on Facebook, you know, that was such a process, wasn't it? It just started out very innocently talking about something that you really enjoy, which is food and good food and doing something that really made your heart sing. And that really is the way all relationships develop. And I think Facebook's the perfect environment for that. And that must be right why so many people are on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think so.
I know that, Paula, you wanted me to start at the beginning. Is that correct? And just really keep this simple for, because we're going to have people listening in today that maybe are just getting on Facebook, or perhaps they've been on it, but they don't know what the heck they're doing.
Well, you know, I do, and I think the value of that, and I shared this story with you briefly when we talked earlier, Faith, is I jumped into, and I think this may resonate with a lot of people, I think everybody knows about Facebook, and they know they, quote, should be using it, and, you know, they know it's good for them, and, you know, all of those terrific things, but they don't really know from A to B to C, you know, how to be effective. And I shared with you my story about sailing. I am a sailor, and when I first started sailing, I started out on 80-foot yachts, blue ocean sailing, didn't have a clue what I was doing, but I learned. And actually, when I came back, I was doing this in Australia, New Zealand, and Hawaii. And when I came back to California, I took a basic sailing class because, as I shared with you, Faith, I didn't know what I didn't know. Turned out I did know all that stuff, but I had gained such a level of confidence from having that foundation. And that's what I'd like you to provide for our listening audience on the show today. And I think Sandy has a question for you.
Oh, go for it, Sandy.
Yes, actually, one of the things that you were talking about in your biography to us is, you know, you had listed some of the things that you had done, but actually, you came to a moment in your life that was really a crisis moment in your health that caused you to reevaluate your direction. Isn't that right?
Yeah, you guys must have been checking out my blog.
Hey.
Yeah. We do our research.
Yes, I did. I've had several very severe health challenges, yes.
Well,
and really what it had me do is, yes, it did reevaluate. I think for me, I wanted to do things. If I understand where the question is going here, is that I was really looking for an easier, more graceful way to make connection, because my passion is, it's about connecting and creating community. If I had to, like, just zero it in on the lowest, you know, on the really core passion inside me, is to connect with others and to build community and to learn from each other. So is that where, I want to make sure I understand the question, but yeah, I was at a crisis. I think, too, to be able to tap into social media, not only do you access a global environment potentially, but you're also, if you're housebound or if you are going through an illness or a health challenge, it still gives you that outlet. If you can't get out to networking events or be out in public on a consistent basis, you know, it gives you that sense of connection. If you live in a remote area, you know, you live in some remote area of Alaska or something, you can still be connected to the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm. Or even a remote area of Carmel Valley.
Good point.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
true, because what social media does is it makes groups of small communities. Isn't that right?
It really does. And you know, there's some interesting controversy and conversations around that. You bring that up. It's a very good point. We tend to attract people like ourselves. You know, some of the things I'll hear from people is, well, you know, I don't want just any Tom, Dick, and Harry to be around me on Facebook. Well, I said, well, you really control that in terms of who you attract, who you request friendship with, who do you accept friendship with. You can be very strategic and targeted if you're a business person. If you're more casual, you know, obviously you'll have your, you know, different things. Like I attract people that love to sail, you know. Paula, you're talking about sailing. So obviously, you know, having other people that love sailing on Facebook to connect in with, that you can share and trade stories and information. But what can happen is you can become myopic, or I don't know if that's the right adjective, but you can become so focused that you only attract people of the same viewpoint. And so there is one of the things I did in about last year and a half is I went out of my way to meet people in other areas of the world, like Saudi Arabia, Africa, in different areas of Africa, you know, Asia. I really went out of my way to connect with people that had some of the common interests, so there was some commonality, but also were quite, you know, also might have a very different life experiences. Because I think even as Americans, we get so focused on just our way of life, we forget there's a whole other world out there. So I've attempted over the last 12 months to branch out of that. But you're right. You know, it's like a lot of small communities.
Mm-hmm. So, Faith, so let's kind of begin at the beginning and give our listening audience a bit of an overview of what Facebook is and define some of the terms that you're going to use as you go along and just explain it to me like I'm from another planet.
Let's hope that, and we both speak English, right?
Well, hopefully.
Well, I would say the first thing to do is it would ask that person, or I'd ask you, are you already on Facebook? If you tell me no, well, let's get you on Facebook. So we'd have you go to Facebook.com. Mm-hmm. And there you're going to see that you can register, and all it takes is your name and your email address, and then you register. As soon as you've registered, the first page that's going to pop up for you is what we call your profile. Now, there's different pages in Facebook, and we're going to go over and define what those pages are. The first page we're going to talk about is your profile, and I really like to think of that as a place where you tell the world about yourself. There is going to be an info tab. You're going to click on it. It's on the left-hand side now. By the way, just understand that Facebook's free, and they do change things.
Uh-huh.
So where where one link was, it might, and a link or a button or a tab, it might be changed. But I'm hoping that Facebook will make, you know, that they're settled down now because they've gone through quite a few changes over the last year. But anyway, on the left, you'll see a place that says info, and you click on it. And there are obviously obvious things. I don't put exactly, I put that I live in Sedona, Arizona, but I don't put my address, okay? So that's my personal preference, not to put my address. But I will put things, I obviously put my phone number because I'm in business. I want people to reach me.
Right.
I put links to websites. But really, in addition to that, what's really important is what your passions are, what you're interested in. Put down your activities. You know, I know they talk about movies and books, and put that down, but write about, you know, sort of what gets you up in the morning, what's your heart's desire, and write that into that, because the more you can add that, activities that you're involved with, groups that you're associated with, associations, or, you know, different philanthropic things you might be involved with, whatever it might be for you, add those things in there, because one of the things that happens is that Facebook is so smart now that they look at all that, and they will suggest friends to you based on what you've put into your information area on your profile. Again, I think I want to bring up privacy at this point because I know that one of the biggest concerns I see among men and women, but especially women, is privacy. Mm-hmm. And it's for the obvious reasons. We all want to be safe and we all want to be prudent. So do know that when you look at your profile, in the upper right-hand corner, you're going to see a tab or a link, and the link is, well, it's hard to define a link, but just to say you have the word account and you can click on it. Mm-hmm. And when you click on that, you're going to see a drop-down. And in the drop-down, it'll have a place where you can edit your friends. You can set up your account settings. And privacy settings are there. And privacy settings, just really for the sake of this show, mm-hmm. is just that it gives you the ability to dial up or dial down your privacy settings. In other words, you're in control. So that's the one thing I want women and men to know, that you're in absolute control of who can see what, and you know, whether it's from your close friends to friends of friends, you know, maybe your friends of friends can't see anything because you don't want them to. But if you're in business, you probably want to be a little bit more visible than that. But again, I think, Paula, we talked about this yesterday. You know, you shouldn't put anything in any social media forum that you wouldn't want seen by someone. You know, in other words, I'm not going to put some weird photographs or a YouTube video or information that I wouldn't be proud of.
Right.
So if you really end up being your best self. You know, we talk about authenticity, but we want to be our best selves. And so that's where, you know, just enough on the privacy point.
Well, I want to make one point on that, Faith, to follow up, because as a designer, I am so visual that I always put things in visual terms. For me, it's a simple analogy of my home. How much privacy do I want in my home? Do I want triple deadbolt locks on my doors? Do I want, you know, the shades that drop all the way down blackout? I can have that in my home if I so choose. It's the same thing on the internet. If I want a moderate amount of privacy, yes, I have a lock on my front door, and yes, I have shades that you know, are privacy shades, but it's moderate. Or, you know, maybe I don't want any. So to really make it clear to people, it's the analogy of your physical space is very similar to your online space.
Right. And how appropriate as interior designers, you know, that's a perfect metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is true.
Mm-hmm.
You're in control and you decide. And you can change your mind at any time. So that's a really cool thing. So with the profile, you also have something they call the wall. Now, what is the wall? The wall is a place where you can write what's on your mind. So you'll see on your wall at the top, it'll say what's on your mind. And you can just write. Now, what we write about, we really like to break it out in sort of three areas. We can write out inspiration, you know, to be a good internet citizen, a good Facebook citizen. We want to inspire ourselves and each other. So it could be that I recommend as a good mode of operation for Facebook is to do what we call a status update. And a status update is just writing on your wall. It's just speaking your mind. So that would be like it could be an uplifting quote. Could be by someone well-known, and you always want to give credit where credit is due, or it could be a quote that you came up with on your own, you know, something that you were inspired to say. And you can't imagine how that brings people to you and how impressed and uplifted. I have people that follow me just for my quotes because they love the way it makes them feel, and it makes me feel good.
Right.
The second area I will do is, depending on your niche or your, you know, as far as interior design, you know, as a designer, like you guys are, you know, I would like, you know, the five simple things you can do to optimize the feng shui of your home, or the, you know, you'd come up with like just bullet points of simple things that anyone could do, and you provide that content, and that's, I would say, about 40% of your content, meaning what you would say, what's on your mind on your wall, which is also called a status update, I would have that be inspiration. The other 40% would be things that add value to the people that you'd be connecting with. And then, or you might comment on some value that you received from someone else that is a friend of yours on Facebook. Say, so-and-so shared this, it so inspired me, I wanted to repeat it. So that's another way you can use that. The last piece would be, like, say if you guys are doing a web broadcast or doing your radio show and you want to put a plug in for that. About 20% of the time on your updates on your wall should be, you know, either semi-related to business or directly. So, but they should be based on the fact that you provided value first and you inspired. And then you show recognition of others that you're interacting with on Facebook. So that's your profile.
So, Faith, a question on that, please, if I may.
Absolutely.
Who gets to see my wall? If I'm a new Facebook user and I've set up my page, who gets to see that?
Well, going back to the privacy, it would be based on how you set your settings.
So
if you said that your friends and your friends of friends can see your wall, then that's who can see your wall.
Okay.
If you only say your friends, then even friends of their friends, I mean, like your friends' friends, won't be able to see your wall.
Okay, got it.
So do we want to go ahead and move to the next page?
Yes, absolutely.
So
this is great.
The next one I wanted to talk about is the home page. And that's also, if you are looking at your profile, in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see three words, is the home, profile, and account.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd just want to click on home, and that would take us to our home page. And the home page is where the news feed happens. Now, what is a home page and what's a news feed? Well, home is really on the far left is where you can get quick access to fan pages, and we'll talk about what those are in a minute. Mm-hmm. Fan pages and groups that you may have joined. You know, you've either liked them or joined them, and this gives you quick access to those things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they call that your home page. The other thing is the news feed. The news feed, we were talking about this yesterday, Paul, and I got so excited. social media is really this is revolution in the way we communicate. If you go back to the days of newspapers, I mean, they're still here. I mean, newspapers are wonderful. I love reading newspapers. I love reading magazines and books. But let's just look at newspapers and television and radio. We call that top-down dissemination of information. You know, we're getting information all the time, but it's top-down, meaning that at the top of that newspaper organization, there are decision-makers. There are what we call gatekeepers,
right,
and editors,
mm-hmm,
and they're going to decide what makes it into the newspaper, right, or what makes it into the television show,
yes,
or the news show. And now I like to call this that social media is multi-directional, meaning that every single one of us can be a content provider, meaning that we share information, and there's no gatekeepers. There's no one saying, I don't think that's important for you to share on the news feed today, so therefore we're not going to show it. But again, the gatekeepers really are us. Just like you were talking about, Paula, the privacy thing,
mm-hmm,
who can see the wall. You're the gatekeeper about who gets in, who can see what. But beyond that, it's really an open conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the power of the news feed to me, is that's where I get my news. I stopped watching television about 19 years ago. I used to work in television. I didn't want all the negative, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we
I
do.
I don't think knowing about all the murders and the kidnappings,
yeah,
and everything is really enhancing my life, and am I going to be able to, help others?
Is there anything that you can do about it at 11 o'clock at night, is the question I ask.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and if there's not, it's probably only bringing some negative to you. Faith, I want you to kind of hold that thought. We're going to take a brief break, but we'll be right back. If you're just joining us, this is Faith Barnard as our guest today on Passion by Design. Designing and Living a Life of Passion on AM 1240 KNRY on historic Cannery Row. We'll be right back.
Do you want to get into the best shape of your life? My name is Ellen Bradley Gannis, and I've actually helped thousands of people not only transform their body, but improve their health and the way they feel every day. Fad diets are unsafe, and they don't work. If you're really ready for a change, visit me now at www.passioncleanse.com. Free personal coaching and money back guaranteed.
Welcome back. You're listening to Passion by Design. I'm Paula McChesney.
And I'm Sandy Peckinpah. And Faith, I have a question for you.
Great.
I have noticed that the more I interact with certain people, the more they come up on my news feed. Is that how they select the news feed?
I am so glad you brought up that point. You're reading my mind. yes, they have algorithms. Don't ask me. Guys, I'm not a techie. I just know algorithms are some kind of mathematical formula that says you interact with people to a certain level, they decide that you like these people, and they show up more frequently on your news feed.
I think that's called basic chemistry.
basic
if they
chemistry,
like you, they hang out with you.
Yes.
Years ago, or I don't know how many years ago, a couple of years, because, in social media time, a year is like 100 years. Things change so fast. But a couple of years ago, before they had that change in the news feed, it used to be in the old days, all your friends would show up on your news feed. Well, it got to be actually hilarious, because you'd go to your news feed, and if you had a lot of friends, it was moving so fast that you could hardly read what people were saying.
Mm-hmm.
They were just like zipping through. So that's what they found to be the best solution. Really good point. So yes, the news feed, those you interact with the most are going to show up more frequently. there's top news and most recent, and the most recent is obvious. Whoever posted most recently shows up on that. I don't really know the top news if they're looking at the number of people that comment, number of people that view, how interactive you are. That might be where you show up higher up on top news. But the news feed to me has become like my newspaper would have been, right? But it's usually comprised of things that I want to know about because, guess what? I'm connecting with people that have areas of interest either similar to my own or things I want to learn. And that's why that, you know, you can actually control your environment. I had a friend of mine asking me, she goes, do I have to talk to everyone on Facebook? Because that just really stresses me out. And I said, no, you only talk to the people you want to. And one of the things I like about the like button,
tell our audience what the like button is.
Well, it's a little button, and it says like.
Thanks, Faith.
It's a link, and when I say link, it just means that when you click on it, it registers that you've liked something. So, for instance, I'm looking at my newsfeed right now, and a guy named Don Inc. says, what does he say here? Something about, he's talking about the Unstoppable event. It's a big event happening with Jonathan Budd down in San Diego, and he wants to know, he's looking for someone that has a great deal on a hotel room. And there's a number of people that said, hey, thanks for bringing that up. And they're writing their comments. But if I could, I love Don. I'm always wanting to give him some love. So I'll just click like, you know. Didn't take but a second. And there you go. But if it's something I'm really much more interested in and I have a moment or two, I write something. You know, just a little
interactive. I think that's so important because one of the things that I've noticed about the like button is it helps build a rapport. Because even if you don't have anything that you want to add to the conversation, just the fact that you're acknowledging that this is something that means something to you, it helps build a rapport with that person on Facebook.
A very good point. And it really elevates other people. You know, when you edify others sincerely, you know, not artificially, but sincerely, that just is huge. I mean, don't we all love being edified? And
yes.
That like button is the perfect means to do that.
So we want everybody to go to Passion by Design and like us, and we're going to be so happy when you do it.
Yes.
On Facebook, won't we, Sandy?
Yes. I was going to say, Sandy and Paula, I'll be sure to do that as soon as I get
there
home.
We go. We'll feel so good, Faith.
That's fabulous.
Do we want to go on to the next page, or do you guys have other questions?
Well, I do. I have something else I want to discuss, and that is, sometimes there are people you don't want to see on your news feed. Like, for instance, maybe there's a person who's a little, you know, posts a little few too many questionable photographs or says a few things that are uncomfortable for you. How can you get rid of these people without offending them?
Well, when you...
Great question.
So when you take your mouse, everyone know what a mouse is, so I'm trying to... You just take your mouse, and like, say I saw something that I didn't like, you just have to sort of take your mouse and move it over to the upper right-hand corner of the comment or picture that you saw that is in question, and then you click on this X, and there's a drop-down window, and it'll say hide this post, unlike page, or mark as spam. Now, if they post something on your wall of your profile, you can actually block them forever. Or like, you know, a lot of these games that are on Facebook, like, you know, so many stupid games. I'm sorry, I shouldn't probably say stupid.
Go ahead and say stupid, Faith. I am right there with you.
I'm like, you know, the Farmville,
yeah.
This flower and that, and I wonder what Faith is doing right now. I mean, whatever games are going on. So now I used to be somewhat tolerant because I tried to, you know, be a good sport, right, in the beginning. But your sportsmanship just goes by the wayside after a while. So I just now, every single one that comes on my page, I just literally take my mouse over the upper right-hand corner of that where that came up in the drop-down, and it says, it'll say block forever or whatever it says, and it just says I block it. So I'll never get that application coming back on my...
Going to do that.
Well, do you know what happened while we were on, while we were discussing this about the like button? One of our favorite listeners in Texas, our friend Belinda Myrick Barnett,
uh-huh.
who is, she's a frequent listener, actually, and she just posted on Facebook that she was sitting in Austin, Texas, listening to us, Paula.
Oh.
So I pressed the like button.
Hi, Belinda.
Like, that's, like, like.
That,
yes.
I think we need to share it to love. After all, this is a show about passion, right?
It is. Love. I love that. Love button.
The love button. That'll be ours, Sandy.
It changed the world with a love button.
Yes. Don't you think?
I love it.
Yeah. It's good. So this is fabulous, Faith. Keep going.
Okay. So that was pretty much what I was going to cover on the newsfeed for now.
Perfect.
Since, you know, I know we have limited time.
Yep.
So the next thing we would want to talk about is the, there's two other pages I think are worthy of talking about on the show today. One is called your fan page.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to actually go to mine so I can sort of be looking at it, and we'll talk about what a fan page is. Fan pages are, you could call them a business page, but I really think of them, I mean, there's, and they fall into a number of categories. There's different types of fan pages. But the main thing I tell people that are just starting to get into social media, I said you need to look for your, what makes you unique? What's your unique offering? And as you identify, you know, what it is that you offer that's unique, you know, you might be a coach, but there's a lot of coaches out there, right?
Right, exactly.
So what kind of coach are you? I mean, you're, you know, Paula, as an interior designer, your niche is creating more passion.
Right, exactly.
Interior design. So that becomes your niche, and that's your unique offering. And so people need to identify, and it may not come to you all at once, so don't stress about it. And I think sometimes people get obsessed, like, well, I don't know my unique offering. You know, you'll discover that as you started to investigate. But move in that direction, because that will determine what we call your branding. And branding is really your persona, it's your vision, your mission, it's your unique, your, it's expressing your unique offering. And you know, then you pick the colors that you like, your graphics, your logo, all represent your branding. So I recommend when people are first starting to really get into looking at marketing on Facebook that you create a fan page and you start out as a public figure. Now, you might be going, well, I'm not a public figure or an author. Well, you've got to start somewhere. And it's a, really the best category, because some of the other categories are like a brick-and-mortar business owner, you know, like if you own, you know, a local business. And that's fine. You can have more than one fan page, by the way. But I think you should start out with personal branding. And why do we say that? Because when you brand yourself, you can have a number of different interests. Love, I love, you know, the arts, and I love things of a spiritual nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I love, you know, network marketing. I know those are things that I have a passion for, but I don't think I'm just one of those. I'm on all those things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I brand Faith Bernard, I'm branding myself, and so I suggest that people's first fan page be about them and be under their name. And the goal is, because there's so many people joining fan pages every day, is that you want to go ahead and secure your fan page sooner than later, because someone might take your name. My husband, just a little sidetrack here,
mm-hmm.
On Twitter, his handle on Twitter, his Twitter name was Sundog, and a gentleman had a sports, you know, like, you know, they selling, tents and sports gear and camping gear and stuff like that. And he had a Sundog was the name of his company or something. And
mm-hmm.
anyway, he contacted my husband recently and offered him money to get his name on Twitter.
Interesting.
Because that was part of his branding. And Larry finally, you know, at first he wasn't going to give the name over because he'd been Sundog for years. But found out that it was worth $2,400, his name, because of how many tweets he had on Twitter. But going back on Facebook now, it's just, you know, if your name is somewhat common, wouldn't it be sad if you tried to set up a fan page and you couldn't use your name in the URL? And the URL is just the web address. We'll talk about what that means in just a minute, because I know we want to be really clear about those things.
Right.
I'll just stop here for a second and say, whenever we use the word URL or web address, think of it as you're in a city, and you need to find, I need to find Paula's home. You know, I'm there, and I'm looking, where does Paula live? Well, I'm going to look for the street she lives on and the number of her house, right? Well, that's the same thing with the web. Those URL or web addresses are just the street addresses for a particular website or in this case, a fan page on Facebook, because each one has its own separate little address. That's the way, that's why you can find these things. So anyway, going back to personal branding, I recommend that you brand yourself first, hopefully get it under your real name, your first and last name. Sometimes people have to use a middle initial because they can't get their first and last name used by someone else. So these are just things to think about as you do this. But this is a business page, but it's also really building your authority. It's really building your, you know, your uniqueness, your unique offering, your branding. So it's not just about business. It's, you know, you can have some personal in there, but not, you know, again, be careful about your boundaries. But, you know, people want to do business with people, not robots or, you know, immature. They don't want someone that's just all business. So you have to sort of balance that out. But I'm hoping that that makes that clear. Are you guys have any questions about
I think that's super. And let's keep moving because we've got so much great information. That's fantastic. What I hear you saying, Faith, is that people are going to do business with people that they know, trust, and like.
That's correct.
Yeah. So you know, establishing... Go ahead, Sandy.
Paula, I just wanted to mention something about that, how important that is, because as you know, when I was up last week visiting you, one of the reasons why I visited the bridal shop in Carmel, Collezione Fortuna, is because I became her Facebook friend. And I so enjoyed her posts and her inspiration and her information. And like you said, Faith, that 40% should be inspiration, and then a percentage should be business, and a percentage should be whatever else you want to project about yourself. Well, she had the perfect blend of information and inspiration and beautiful product that she displayed on her page. And so I've conversed with her well before I ever knew I was going to get married, but I was just adoring looking at her photographs of these beautiful dresses that she was sharing. And so in this case, her Facebook really worked for her and monetized her business.
Because?
Because of Facebook.
No, because you bought your wedding gown from her.
Oh, yes, they did.
And
I bought my wedding.
Because you liked her as a person.
Yes.
And you saw the whole person, not just one aspect. Because she made that available.
Which
beautiful is that? And,
yeah.
And that's where you have to, you know, sometimes people get so obsessed about monetizing that they forget that if you serve first, if you think, how can I serve today? Who can I help today? The money will come. I mean, I know there was a book written, wasn't it? Do What You Love and the Money Will Come.
Exactly.
I really think that when you sort of follow those spiritual principles, that, you know, things always work out. I don't want to sound ambiguous here, but there are certain things you can do that put it in your favor that it will move into being monetized. And monetized just means to make money with your marketing and to make money with your social media interactions. But you're making the first thing to serve. One of the things I want to say that you can do now on Facebook, there's, again, I don't understand the technology piece, but my husband actually creates fan pages for business owners. And there's something called iframe. Don't worry about what that is. It's a techie term. It just means that now you can actually have a real website functionality on your fan page. So you can have tabs. You can have all kinds of cool information. On my fan page, if you click, if you look at the left-hand side, which is where
give our listening audience your Facebook information and your contact information now, if you would, please.
You're welcome. I mean, yes, I'd be happy to. Mm-hmm. It's Faith Barnard, and you can just look me up under that. It's Barnard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my actual address for my fan page is actually facebook.com/ The New Future of Network Marketing, because I'm writing a book about that, so that's the link to get to my fan page.
Okay.
Or you can just look me up under my name, and I'll be under the category called author.
So, okay.
And I use that word loosely because I'm a blogger. I haven't officially written my first book yet, but it's a work in progress.
There you go.
And
aren't we all?
We're all a work in progress. So as you look on anyone's fan page, you'll notice on the left-hand side, there's these things that say, they say wall, info, welcome. And if you click on welcome, that is something where you can have someone like my husband or anyone, doesn't matter, or you can do it yourself. You can create an About You page that talks about, you know, your offerings. Mine has an opt-in box, which means that if they want more information, they can leave their name and email address. And we have an autoresponder tied into that, and they'll receive a video email that tells them a little bit more about what we're offering there. And so, again, and it gives them a little information. So that's the cool thing you can do now with fan pages, is you can make them a little bit more robust.
That's exciting.
More like a website.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
Yeah, so it's so exciting. Now, I want to just touch on groups for a minute. Groups are great for what I call interaction. And how is a group different than a fan page? A group is usually what I call topic-specific. And what that means, I'll give an example. Back in August, I was really wanting to up my game with my blogging. And I thought, well, okay, I need to be held accountable. So I'm going to take all my Facebook friends and say, hey, I want you to hold me accountable. I'm going to do a blog post every day.
For 30 days, right?
For 30 days. So I created a group called the 30-Day Blogging Challenge. And I thought, well, I shouldn't just keep all the fun to myself. Why don't I invite some of my friends? And I also knew other bloggers, so I invited them. And you have the ability in your friends area of your profile to create lists of different groups. Like I could have a group that, you know, I'm affiliated with a particular company or community, and I have those names in one group. And then I have another group for maybe church friends or whatever it might be. So what I did is I invited people, and I ended up, I think, with 400-some-odd people joining me. Now, not everyone blogged every day. Some people just watched from the sidelines. But quite a few people joined me, and the group took on a life of its own. It's very interactive. The new groups on Facebook, you can actually post documents. They have chat. I mean, not that you need another thing to do, but there is a chat thing, so people in the group can chat. Or you have these email notifications in groups. For instance, you join a group on interior design, and you are excited because you're now interacting with all these interior design professionals, and you're interacting on your group. But every time someone would post, meaning write something on the wall in that group, then it's going to email you that. If you don't want to receive those emails, I highly recommend that in the upper right-hand corner of a group, there's something called Edit Settings. And you want to click on that, and you say, and it'll say Receive Email Notifications every time someone says something in this group. If you don't want that, just unclick it.
Oh, easy.
You don't want to get overwhelmed. But the power of a group is that you've got, it's really like you, I want to say this, it's like you just have this instant connection with people. It's easy to communicate. Another group I created was Talk Fusion Success Stories, and that was because I represent a company that makes video really accessible to business owners and marketers and entrepreneurs, and there's a lot that we're sharing. There's technical information, there's marketing tips and ideas. And, you know, you don't want to be the go-to person for everything. So what if so I created this group, and it was to share success stories and information. And most of the work now the group does, they self-manage themselves.
Mm.
If that makes sense, like I've got a group of professionals in this group, and when people have questions, instead of calling me with every question they have, they can now go to this group and say, hey, how do I do this, or what about that? And within minutes, four or five people have answered them.
Have taken care of it. Faith, that is amazing information. We've only got a couple minutes left, but there are a few things I want to ask you very quickly.
Yes.
Do you have, by any chance, a free gift you'd like to give away to our listening audience today?
Oh, I would love to. What a great question. 15-minute free consultation to really de-stress your relationship with social media.
I may be calling.
Yeah.
How do we get that?
I'll give my phone number. It's 928-274-6883. And that is my cell and the quickest way to reach me. My email address is faith@barnard.com. And I also wanted to give out because one of the things that I think we may be talking on another show is about the power of using video in your communications.
We're going to do a whole show about that because we're down to our last couple minutes, and we are definitely going to book you back on another show, aren't
well,
we, Sandy?
Thank you. I'm very honored.
Yes, my next topic that I want to discuss is YouTube.
Oh, yes, but yes. That's another whole show. In our last couple seconds, Faith, what are three things that you would like to leave our listening audience with? And by the way, if listeners, you did not get any of that contact information for Faith, it will be on our website, which is www.passionbydesign.com. So don't worry, we'll make sure and get it to you. So three things you want to leave our listening audience with.
Absolutely. Determine your unique offering and develop your brand through that.
Mm.
Get training. I can't recommend, don't expect that just because Facebook's a free application that you should treat it like a free application. If you get some training, it will save you time. You'll stop wasting time. And one person I do highly recommend is Mari Smith. And she's just highly touted. She's known as the Facebook Maven. And, of course, you can call me. There's, there's lots of resources for Facebook training, but that's one person I wanted to bring up. Be patient with yourself and have fun. And part of that is your agenda when you get on Facebook is you want to grow your network, you want to contribute, you want to listen, and you want to share. And you'll develop a following, and amazing things will come out of it.
Oh, Faith, thank you so much.
Like a marriage, maybe.
Like a marriage, perhaps. Oh, you just gave us so much great information. Talk about a training. That was just what you provided
Fantastic.
For us today. And, Faith, thank you. We will definitely invite you back on the show. And our hour is already coming to a close. We invite you to call on our sponsors and let them know that you heard about us on Passion by Design on AM 1240 KNRY. Please enjoy visiting our Facebook page, which is Passion by Design, and our website, which is passionbydesign.com. And you'll find a lot more information about living your life with passion, as well as being able to purchase our book, which is called Passion by Design. I'm Paula McChesney.
And I'm Sandy Peckinpah. Join us next week, Wednesday afternoon at 2:05 on AM 1240 KNRY for another hour of Passion by Design.
Community Radio for the Central Coast.
AM 1240, KNRY, Monterey, Salinas, Santa Cruz.